Number 7 on Joel Osteen's weird list. Choose to be happy. Choose to be happy. Happiness is a choice, so smile a lot. That's why he smiles a lot, I guess. God will bless you if you do. Also, become a person of excellence. God doesn't bless mediocrity. He blesses excellence. So do you want a new car? Then wash the one you have. You want a bigger house? Keep it looking nice. Make sure it looks like a person of excellence lives there. If you'll start taking care of what God has given you, He'll more than likely give you something better. You know, so I guess if you have a Rolls Royce, He's going to give you a Maserati. I don't know. Make sure you wash and wax that thing, and then next thing you know, poof, a Maserati's in your driveway. I don't know which one's better. It's probably a Rolls Royce. Anyway, it says, God has great things in store for you, so start living with some enthusiasm. If you'll do all these things, follow these 7 steps, then God will take you places you've never dreamed of, and you'll be living your best life now. Well, you know what? My number 7 disagrees with his number 7 also. My number 7 is keep God's commandments. So if you want to live your best life now, you don't want to live it in a sin-riddled life, right? You don't want to live where God's just beating you constantly because you can't keep His commandments. John 14:15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus wants us to keep the commandments. You know, I don't understand how Christianity turned into, oh, that's all in the past. We don't got to keep the commandments anymore, bro. You know, God loves you just the way you are with your long hair. You know, it's foolishness like that that has just turned Christianity upside down. God expects us to keep His commandments. That's Jesus talking. So if Jesus is saying, if you love me, keep my commandments. Keep my commandments if you love me. So do you love Jesus tonight? Well, then you should keep His commandments. You know, obviously, we're sinners. We're trapped in a body of death. We're going to sin. I understand that. But He wants us to keep His commandments. So we should try. There's a sanctification process that takes place in a Christian's life. When they get saved, that sanctification process begins. And then God slowly just weeds those sins out of your life. You know, and sometimes those things are painful to remove. Sometimes there are sins you've been committing for a long time. And, you know, we've seen that people can go back to the same sins that they were doing before. And it's not, you know, once you start dabbling back into those old sins, you know, that God's already given you the victory of, that's when you're in trouble.